Nakayala Forbes is a 17-year-old female who alleges she had an injury to her left knee due to a trip and fall period. On transcription is put the date of accident. The claimant reports she slipped on water at a supermarket and fell, dislocating her patella period. She was transported by ambulance to Kings County Hospital Emergency Department period. She states that her patella was reduced and placed into an immobilized and subsequently discharged home period. A few days later, they sought orthopedic help and was initiated in physical therapy by the treating orthopedic surgeon, period. An MRI was obtained, and subsequently the claimant reports that there was no improvement in her symptoms due to persistent instability, period. Her knee, her patella would sublux, and she would feel pain, period. To address that, she underwent medial patellofemoral ligament reconstruction. She underwent knee surgery to stabilize her patella per the claimant's report, period. Postoperatively, she did 2 months of physical therapy before leaving for Jamaica, where she was living at the time, period. In Jamaica, she reports she had only a few sessions of therapy due to high cost of therapy in Jamaica, period. Paragraph. She reports that prior to the incident, she had patella instability with a history of recurrent dislocations, period. She underwent a surgical procedure while she was in Jamaica, period. This was to stabilize her patella, period. The patient, the claimant reports that initially she had instability even after that surgery. However, upon the mother's prompting, she corrected that to having everything was okay after the first surgery, period. The claimant current symptoms, the claimant reports her knee doesn't feel as strong. She does not have any pain. And she has not had a dislocation according to her period. She reports she doesn't feel that her left knee is as strong as the right knee period. Paragraph. Physical examination per the intake paperwork, but please note that she extends her knee to about 5 degrees, lacking full extension. She's apprehensive of extending it fully. Period. There's a positive J sign with the patella subluxing laterally. Period. The remainder of the exam is per the intake paperwork. Paragraph impression. Patella. Left knee patella instability. Correction. Left knee patella dislocation with surgical MPFL reconstruction. Resolved. Period. Paragraph. Discussion. The claimant had pre-existing patella instability prior to the alleged injury period. Correction, prior to the alleged trip and fall injury period. In fact, she had undergone surgery to stabilize her patella period. She she reports that she was appropriately treated. The features of her instability are such that she has a dysplastic trochlea, making it likely that she had a congenital condition that predisposed her to patella instability. She reports that, on examination, there are objective findings of lateral subluxation of her left patella appeared. There are similar findings on the opposite knee, although not as severe appeared. The J sign is positive. The J sign is typically used to assess patella instability, which is the J sign can, The J sign is when the patella subluxes laterally with full knee extension period. In the setting of persistent instability, the patient will be uncomfortable and apprehensive about fully extending her knee, which is the situation with the current with the claimant, Ms. Forbes. Period. The she underwent medial patellofemoral ligament reconstruction, and this is an appropriate operation at the time when she was 12 years old. She had open growth plates, and a more significant bony procedure would have been contraindicated at the time. Therefore, at the time, the surgical procedure was appropriate to stabilize her patella. While she does not have frank dislocations any further, she remains apprehensive and unstable with her knee, patella. The surgery has completely healed. Therefore, she has reached maximum medical improvement from that standpoint. Paragraph. The claimant continues to have patella instability regardless of the treatment. It is likely she will need future treatment, possibly with additional surgery in the form of a tibial tubercle osteotomy to medialize her patella and provide further stability. It is important to note that she has a pre-existing condition, and the morphology of the trochlea is dysplastic. In other words, the shape of the trochlea is flat instead of being a deep groove, which allows the patella to easily track laterally. This condition is not traumatic in nature, but rather congenital in nature. The claimant, paragraph, in terms of causality, the claimant had a pre-existing and congenital condition of patella instability on the left knee, and the alleged fall could have contributed to her patella subluxing or patella dislocating laterally. However, it could be said that her patella could have dislocated with any fall, even while doing sports. She was treated appropriately after the acute injury of the alleged trip and fall. She has made a full recovery from that surgery. She reports she reports no pain, but feels that her left knee is less, feels that her left knee is as not strong as the right knee. Objectively, there are findings of persistent patella instability due to lateral patella tracking and the positive J shine. It is possible she may need additional surgery in the future to address her congenital condition, which is not causally related to this accident. Paragraph, the left foot, she does not have any injury. There were no injuries reported, nor does she report any pain. It is noteworthy that in Jamaica, the foot is considered the whole leg, And they and the mother alluded to the fact that they were referring only to the knee when they said the foot appeared. Therefore, to a reasonable degree of medical certainty, there's no injury to the foot, left foot of this claimant appeared. Thank you, Andy.